Roll up the Mari, no farm, my bad energy me carry. Me thoughts the life in the darkest nights, my have it. A sharpened knife, me cutting through with ease. This try to beat like capital stays. The world is so crazy, and that's all me can focus on lately. Free spirit, I will never let this.
I've burnt to be good with you now.
Why?
Because this morning I woke up, unfortunately, and I went to the kitchen, and there was the sandwich press still on the bench. And there was some kind of food stuck to the bench. And it was disgusting. It's like not an ideal thing to wake up to. You know, I was planning on having a great morning. Worked out a bit. Had some medicine. Had some muesli that I haven't had in about a year. And I cleaned it up. And there's fucking tea bag in the sink every day.
How do you know that's me?
You're the only one that drinks tea.
I don't know about every day.
Every day.
I'm the only one who drinks tea?
I'm the only one who fucking puts tea bags in the bin, apparently.
I feel like, no.
You gotta stop smoking weed. You just get too chill with how things are. Shit needs to change sometimes.
It's more I forget, it's, if anything.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I mean. You get too chill with, like, everything's thick. Yeah. Like, no, shit, I gotta clean up the fucking, whatever fucking mountain of shit you made on the bench.
Well, I just ate. I thought, nah, I would have done the dishes because I wouldn't have left my, like, dish on the table after I ate. I would have taken it back.
Yeah, so you would have taken the dish back and just like,
no, I wouldn't have even Mac noticed.
And,
I would have.
Mac can deal with that in the morning. And I did. Because, you know, cleaning's good for the soul.
Good for feng shui too.
Yeah. Got some plants. Got some house plants. Is there, do they clean the air or is that a myth?
I mean, they replace carbon dioxide with oxygen. I guess it technically clean. I mean, depends what is clean air. More oxygen? Less carbon dioxide? Less other pollutants? Wouldn't get rid of other pollutants. The other pollutants would kill the plant. I mean, that's kind of cool to get rid of them, but it's kind of less cool to kill the plant. So you wouldn't use a plant to clean a room, to clean the air, if it was like poison air, because like you don't want to fuck the plant up.
Right. You'd rather just inhale the poison.
Oh, I guess like, fuck the plant.
How long do you reckon, fuck it? We need a new term for us. Plant fuckers.
Oh, great.
Herbologists.
Herborgiasts.
Herborgiasts. I just thought of something. My manager just messaged me.
Bonjour, Herdous. Bonjour, Desmond.
Ah, shit. Fucking got no idea. It's always fun when he messages you and you're like, James.
Oh. Why? What did he say?
Oh, when we fucking... He just needs to know something. I have no idea. I'll sus later.
Oh, I get what you mean. Doing response.
Poddy.
So you mean he was drunk and he was typing.
That'd be adorable.
James.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Ed's in Sydney. Miss that little fucker. Mm. Who's your least favourite band member? How about we write it? How about... We got a pen. There's a pen over there.
No, I couldn't.
I want to write it down and then like.
Show each other. Or show that.
Yeah.
Not each other. That's bad.
That's naughty.
Okay.
We haven't even been a band for fucking so long. We've just been some social.
Yeah.
Cancelled.
Yeah, well, I made a joke to a friend today saying that, tomorrow's Thursday, yeah.
Mm.
Tomorrow, the band starts again.
Mm.
The band's back together tomorrow.
Hopefully, like.
Have we said that we're doing band prac tomorrow for the first time in fucking like.
Since the lead beater gig?
No, we did.
No. We did one rehearsal after that.
No, we did another gig after that. Fitzcray? Frankston.
Is that after lead beater?
Yeah. I've never been so high for a gig. I was way too high.
Yeah. We got our label to buy us 2 bags of Coke.
And that's 2 bags of Coke and smoked a shit ton of weed beforehand, me and Jess at least.
Jess did a shooey.
Yeah. Like, it was pretty fun.
The green room was fun. They looked after us there, so shout out to the Pelly Bar.
Pelly Bar.
Dope. Fucking legends. That was dope, except some people didn't like that gig.
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
Even though she had a great time.
Seemed to like have a good time.
Yeah, so the whole favorite band. I don't know. Like, that'd be funny to do, though.
Maybe if we're all here to do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know it's going to be, everyone's going to write you down. Or me.
Wait, why? What the fuck?
I'm writing you down, definitely.
I feel like I'm a nice neutral. No one really likes me. No one really dislikes me. I'm just kind of like there.
And that's the worst. Switzerland. You're Switzerland.
Who's that guy that's like always in these videos? Is he a band member? Is that what you guys think? I am in the band.
How's your waking bags going?
I miss a few weeks here and there because I'm either working late or I try and not smoke. I mean, even when I didn't smoke weed, I fucking cooked something, didn't I? No, I think I just took the week off.
That's healthy.
I just hear grunting from the other room.
Oh, yeah. I was worried they'd hear everything. We are going. What are we doing for New Year's? Because we're not playing at PTV. We should do something. I want to go do something crazy. I want to go to Hawaii. I want to go to Bali. Anybody live anywhere cool that I can like live at your joint for like a week? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you mean. I just can't think.
I mean, I'm not asking you. I'm asking them.
I'm borrowing your car, Ash. Cool.
He's borrowing your car, Ash.
Yeah.
Do we want anything from the washing machine
just,
joint?
It's the bag.
What do you fucking think? See if there's coins laying around somewhere.
No, they got tokens.
I have a token. They sound cool. I'll be back. All right, bye. Drive safe. Do you want anything from the washing machine joint? The coin laundry.
He's so coked up.
Is it on cocaine?
No.
Couldn't tell.
Someone from Woolworths might be watching.
Oh, he's not on fuck cocaine. Woolworths, bro. Fuck everyone. Got a problem? Come in. Fucking let's talk about it. No.
It was fight music.
Like, I'm all clammy. I'm all fucking clammy. Sorry. Next episode, we're going to get some funny sounds going. Well, next episode, I want to do something like that. I don't know. We'll think of something. I want to do Ed.
Do you? Okay. Oh.
No, he thinks I do, but I don't.
I mean, I'm probably going to cut this podcast, take it out of context, put it online.
May as well get it in the headlines again. I really don't care anymore.
Well, can we say Hmong in chai latte?
I don't know. I'm going to pay bills now.
Yeah, I know.
Can you guys buy merch?
Yeah. I run out of spending money. I'm living off scraps now.
I'm not. I just bought like fucking $1,000 worth of clothes this week. Should have bought you something. But you know, life's not all about giving.
About taking?
You gotta...
Oh, thanks.
Hey.
Oh, stretch, sorry. I didn't.
What's that?
I heard
an earthquake?
A grumbling behind us. How cool would it be if an earthquake happened on stream? On fucking
may as well be. The house is shaking.
I'm just hearing like a grumbling. Oh, fuck. We forgot to take all the Santa decorations down.
Well, it's Christmas. Well, it's. I'm so excited for my birthday present. I'm expecting like the band to buy me something. I know you are, but like.
No.
Oh, no. It's going to be so good.
No one did anything special for
there's still time. There's 10 days.
No one did anything special for anyone this year.
I'm paying for you guys to come to my birthday party.
What? No, I'm this weekend.
Next weekend. No, not this weekend. Got on the strippers. Shit.
Well, no, but what? I'm paying for that. You do want to pay for it?
Who the fuck is calling me at this hour?
My present's gonna be way better.
I have high hopes, and you know what happens when I don't get what I want.
Throw a hissy fit.
Yeah. So maybe I'll do a preemptive one if it's not coming. No, I didn't give a fuck. You will rue this day. You will rue it. We're also writing an album. It's going to be lit.
Oh, achieves things. Man, today achieves things.
Oh, yeah.
We're writing an album. Oh, damn it, I missed my fucking chance.
Jesus. Welcome back.
Who was that? That was Harley.
Welcome back to...
What? Wait, you know what that one is? I can't remember. Yes, it's... Play it.
Welcome back to 108.9 Misogynistic FM.
It's Gareth.
It's Gareth.
It's Gareth. I thought it was Harley. Didn't Harley do one?
I don't know. is that Harley?
That was Harley, yeah. And this one's you.
Good.
Oh, no, that one's me.
Good, good.
Oh.
No more beats. Fucking Loop Daddy. What's the next gig we're going to?
Wow, gigs.
I don't even know if I like
it. Oh, that we're going to.
Yeah.
Oh. We just bought tickets to Picnic next year.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
I don't know how I feel about
it's
that.
It's like a rave for mainstream people.
Dope. I guess.
I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out there. That was probably half the guess. I'm not going to fucking continue that sentence. I fucking said the word that I wasn't going to say. So it's like, that was fucking half the guess sentence I was said. But I'm just going to stop talking. Now that we're fucking on this topic. Okay. I'm just
going to. I miss Shiv.
What? Oh my gosh. Should we talk about that? Maybe Jess should get on and me and him should talk about that night. That would be so fun.
You can, as long as you use the right words, or you're going to have to play this sound.
Swang. Swang.
This one.
Welcome back.
I think we're going to find one for a beat.
No. Because I know what words you guys are going to use.
No, I don't. I think there's one word.
Ugly.
I was thinking about the bush one.
Same.
Yeah, that's not like directly a fucking misogynistic. It's just describing a person.
Do you hear that?
I did. It was like a grumble or a growl. It's like Jess is on the foam roller or something.
Oh, right. He's working out. Probably. I worked out the other day.
Same.
And I'm fucking so sore. My pectorals.
Oh, it was the first neck crack I've had in weeks.
Weeks?
Oh.
It's a lot of built up aggression and you need to masturbate more.
Oh, no.
Do you remember the first time you ever ejaculated?
I don't remember, but I remember before I ever did. And those were the days. Like, you could go back to back to back to back to back. Just puff and smoke, you know what I mean?
Dust comes out.
What movie was that?
Probably a lot of...
It's like, oh, when your breath, titty milk, it comes out that...
White Chicks?
Yeah.
Huh. Fuck, I'm good.
Except that's my dick when I... when I used to ejaculate. When I didn't ejaculate when I was like a preteen. Maybe like a pre-tween.
Yeah. Yeah, I vibe with that. I don't remember the first time I ejaculated. I think I remember the first time I had an erection.
I remember my first erections.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least I remember a chain of my first erections, but all I remember was my dick kind of tingling a little. Because I remember we were in primary school. We had this, we had like, it was like, I think it was like a motorcycle magazine or like a car magazine or something, and on the back page there was like an advertisement. There was an advertisement. Sorry, Mum.
I don't think she's gonna care about that after all the fucking shit we've said. Right, sorry, it's advertisement, right?
I said advertisement instead of advertisement.
Yeah, well, fucking potato tomatoes.
Anyways, and on the back cover there was like an advertisement for like porn magazines, and it had little squares, like they were like 1 centimeter by 2 centimeter out, like copies of the covers of porn magazines.
Yeah.
And I got hard-ons to that. There was one of a chick in a fucking cop outfit with like a... Oh, it was sick. I mean, and then I just remember being like, guys, does your dick feel like nice when you look at this? And they're like, yeah, mine gets hard as. And it's like, fuck, what is...
There was always this one kid in high school who just knew like everything. I feel like that was Kova for us. He's like, oh my God, my dick. He's like, I've been coming in fucking baskets for years. You're like, what is a basket? He's like,
wait, do you guys come blood?
Everybody comes blood, right?
Bro, I'm in year 7. I haven't even fucking come yet.
What's a come?
But no, I remember Ed in... Actually, holy shit, this was a conversation with Kova and Ed in year 6. Or maybe year 5. Probably year 5, actually. Ed saying that either his cousin or someone he knew was saying, yeah, if you, like, rub your dick enough, pus starts to come out. And apparently it feels good.
Pus. I mean, maybe for Ed's dick.
Actually, I don't think he even said pus. He just said his friend rubs it until pus comes out.
His friend rubs his...
Oh, no.
Until pus comes out.
He rubs his own.
Now, that's a sleepover I would want to be at.
What was your first hard-on or hard-on story?
I don't know. I think I was like probably in school, maybe. But like I didn't jerk off in class.
I mean, no, I didn't.
I should have, because I would have been forgiven. He doesn't know what it is, and when are you going to get the chance to do that again?
Jerk, oh my God.
So funny just staring at people when they're just, and they're like, what? And you're like, and then, you know? I fucking. No sounds.
I don't know. It was clear. If it was right there, it would be.
But yeah, my first ejaculation. I don't know my first ejaculation story. Don't remember it.
I don't remember my first ejaculation. But I definitely remember. I feel like it would have like dribbled out before it like shut out. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel like, I don't know. Depending on the age, really horny motherfuckers back in the day. Just fucking crazy. Like it just takes over your old body. You know, primal shit. You like fucking.
Yes.
You like fucking. And then you're
and
like.
And then you're like. Oh, no, I was going to do this one.
Yes.
Oh, that felt so good. It was like I was fucking 12 again. I feel like I was coming at 12. I don't know.
Oh, I remember just fucking. Sleepover parties back in the day.
Wait, you can't be talking about fucking jacking off and...
But that's what we did at sleepovers back in the day.
I never ejaculated in anyone's house.
Well, you're missing out. We used to have...
Fucking,
at my house, when you never were invited, we had at this cupboard, and like we used to rotate, go in turns.
Wow.
Who gets to go in there and masturbate. Sort of like...
Was that after Jess... Jess would read you guys...
sex stories.
Read you guys porn.
Yeah, that was a different time. He used to read us.
And you guys jerk off in the cupboards afterwards.
Yeah, oh, I just jerked off. We just jerked off straight in front of each other at that point. I had like a blanket covering my dick. But it would be me, Jesse, and Gareth. And...
Oh, it was a regular thing.
Not regular. Just boys hanging out.
But like you'd schedule, we'll do the porn thing.
Yeah, when dad goes to sleep, we'll do the porn. No. When Jess is like, oh, I've got this new thing.
When dad gets home, we'll do the porn thing.
Reading porn stories. No, really descriptive. And like you kind of put yourself in the world.
Mm. I've read heaps.
Yeah, and I was like.
I mean, not heaps, but like enough to know.
Mother and daughter and crazy shit.
Mm.
crazy shit.
And it's like the best because it's like you get all the best angles because you do the angles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you know sometimes when you like watch porn, and it's like this doesn't.
I want look this good. Now.
It just doesn't look good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like if you got it gone,
it's why like, the homemade like, stuff's usually it's more of like a vibe.
Well, just, I'm thinking like it's not because like I want to look at something that's like visually like I want HD.
HD good. Doesn't do it for me.
I just want to like see the skin. The skin's the best part.
Yeah, I just like I want it to feel more relatable, and like something that I could do.
I get you. Well, mine, I'm looking for like an outer worldly thing. Cause I know.
Yeah, then just watch fucking Fortnite porn or what's that one we used to watch?
Overwatch porn. Yeah. That one's really good.
You used to watch.
It's been a while. I kind of went in and out like the.
You know what there's going to be now? There's going to be arcane porn fucking everywhere.
Oh!
I'll get it up right now.
Yeah. I mean, League of Legends characters have been fucking each other.
Yeah, but they'll be specifically.
So. Jinx. Oh. I mean, don't mean to say anything. If you haven't seen Arcane, it's pretty good. It's a League of Legends fucking TV show. I don't really play the game. I've played it a few times. It's fun. I guess shout out to that. 3 episodes left.
Oh, I haven't really
coming out 20th of November. Okay, no, we're just getting fucking straight up promotion. Shameless promotion. Not a shameless promotion, but we can promote that too. I just thought I'd make a joke.
Welcome back.
No, that was supposed to be.
I can't find any. Nah.
No, you can't just type in Lego.
No, I've been down the rabbit hole. I've done all of it.
Nah, I'll find it.
I mean, if you want to go on Safari, I guess. But we're plugging Reddit, you know, because we're live streaming on Saturday, 9 a.m. Reddit.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, we definitely ship Reddit. I don't know if that ship works and that. We stan Reddit.
Is that the way it runs? Rand said stan.
What you got to do is you got to go for a general one. So what, like rule?
Yeah.
Rule 34. And then you'll search Jinx in it. Or League of Legends. Oh, we'll go Arcane, see if that.
Arcane NSFW?
No, just Arcane Jinx getting fucked.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
It's a classic Jinx. Sorry, I'm talking to Mike when I'm talking about the porn that I'm watching. There's only a few. Yeah. I'm sure if you just type in League of Legends, there'd be heaps.
Yeah.
All right. That was an interesting segment.
That was probably the most... we'll probably lose a lot of fans from that one.
This episode, really, like, I don't know. I feel... Like,
it's really cutting the, what's it called?
Cutting the envelope.
Cutting the envelope, cutting the, separating the.
Severing ties.
Severing ties, and but creating new bonds.
Mm. Stronger bonds.
Is he watching?
He's watching Arcane.
We just hear fucking just grunting. Hey!
Well,
hey! Okay.
Ah! That's what it's just. Right. Nah, it's more like the grunt. Not the AAS, but
it's two light clubs music from that thing. I got a mirror the other day. Mirrors make the room look bigger.
Yep.
Hot tip.
That's why I close my door.
What?
There's a mirror on the back of my
door. Oh, fuck me dead.
We need this up on us.
We don't. I don't like that one anymore. I need something to play with.
Fidget spinner.
I need my drink. I need an alcoholic.
I've got an alcoholic.
Oh, well, I've smashed mine. Cause
mine's gone.
I'm liking this. Like, I don't know how long I've been going for, but it seems like I've got battery left. Make it a bit longer this episode.
Yeah, I guess we can just keep going until we're sick of it. I'm kind of sick of it, but then I'm not. I'm as sick of it as I was when I started, you know what I mean?
I just like the topics we covered this time.
There was one topic that I wanted to bring up. What? But it wasn't really a topic.
This will be the episode if we're gone. If we're gone balls to the wall.
No, I was going to say, it wasn't really a topic. It was more just a comment saying, sorry, it's just me and Matt again.
Oh. Yeah, well, fuck. We're the only fucking... what do they call it? Industrious. Mm. Have the most initiative.
Worth ethic.
Entrepreneuric.
Worth ethic.
Yeah.
Got a lot of worth ethic.
Civics. But
didn't really spend much time in grammar school.
No.
Or fucking school.
No. No. I have no idea how to help out my grandma.
Yeah.
When you die, if you die and you don't get your soul uploaded to the metaverse,
yeah.
Are you going to, do you want euthanasia if you could? Or do you want to like spend your days in an old elderly home?
Depends how I am.
You're going to be fucked.
I'd rather be either alone or with a partner. I don't want to be fucking having someone take care of me. As soon as I need someone to take care of me, depending on who I've got, yeah, call it. Because if I'm like dying and I've got, you know, my loving wife of 50 years or some shit by my side, you know what I mean? Like I'm not going to fucking tell her to kill me because like she'll fucking hate to do that. And if I'm still like
she might fucking really be waiting for the day.
Oh yeah, my aunt fucking, the rancid inheritance. Because obviously prenup going on. She'd fucking, maybe in the contract.
She'd get a lot of money.
The legal contract, the fucking marriage or whatever. Is there a contract with marriage? Is that what it is?
I think like so. That's what marriage is. Legal binding contract. So maybe I'll probably just get married without
magically paperwork. Binding contract. Yeah, like, I mean, because when I was a teenager, like, well, I'm not getting married, you know, fuck that, you know, social, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm older, it's like, yeah, I'd get married because, you know, fucking it's like the thing that people do and it's kind of fun, you do a thing. Why do you need to do the thing? Why do you need to do, like, this thing?
You don't, it's just the West...
Western thing?
Western thing?
I don't know. It's like, can I just throw a celebration? Can we just party about, like, the fact that I like this person?
The great thing about it is you can do whatever the fuck you want, man. Like, we have the choice to do that. It's just, it depends what kind of family you grow up in. Like, there's a lot of cultures that don't, that really like, you have to have a big wedding, you come to my daughter's wedding. I'm not trying to single out any cultures. But, like, it's a thing. And it's part of, like Sri Lankan culture. They have arranged marriages and everything.
Yeah, but, like, would they beat their children if their children didn't sign a legal document or if they like
no I really enough? Think they just want them to have kids, you know, they just
yeah
it's a huge thing for them, but I don't know, us fucking Aussies, mate, it's just like do whatever the fuck you want, really, go marry some Italian bloke and, but then they'd probably want a big wedding.
Oh my god.
You can really, I don't know, you can do whatever the fuck you want, really.
If a WOG has a child and the child doesn't get married, is it like a waste of a child?
I'm sure some people would think that.
Yeah, I'd probably get rid of mine and have a new one.
Depends what their values are, I guess. But I don't think my parents care. They just want whatever makes me happy, you know?
Yeah, because I don't think I've ever heard, because you hear people saying that like their mum wants to have like grandkids. It wants them to
get green kids. What's wrong with blue kids?
Grandkids.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really hear my mum say like, Ash, I want you to give me grandkids. I feel like one of the three of us could give mum grandkids. Maybe two. Three if like, yeah, we're lucky.
Yeah. But they'll all be Ranga though, no?
What? All three of my brother's kids?
Yeah.
All two of my brother's kids? No, none of us. Fucking maybe. I feel like I want to take a shot and say one of Luke's kids is going to be Ranga. But no, because there's only one other Ranga in my family.
I reckon your dad was up to something.
That's a fact to say.
I reckon he's injecting.
I do look like.
A serum.
No, I look like mum. Oh, I thought you were saying like dad fucked someone else.
Well, it's pretty dark, bro. No, but if you're thinking that, like, this is the time to say it.
I look like a Whelan.
It's a lot of name dropping. I got my ancestry.
All the people I know.
I got my ancestry shit back. Oh shit!
Yeah, 2%. Or is it 5%?
Just shut up.
5% Norway.
So, any fucking motherfuckers out there from Ireland, Wales? Norway, we're brothers. 32% England and Northwestern Europe. 30% Scotland. I thought Scotland would be, but that, I guess that's North West. 27% Ireland. I did not expect that.
Man, it's like all in that general direction.
6% Wales and 5% Norway.
I'm not really surprised by your results.
No, I'm just, yeah, I mean, that, but like, it's good to see them on paper.
I'd be interested to see mine.
I'm sure it'd be similar. But like,
I feel like dad's side would be a bit cooked. I mean, it'd just be a bit more
cooked.
Yeah, a bit more wuggish.
Yeah, well, probably. Probably. I'm excited for this warehouse party, though. I'm excited for rehearsal. We're gonna make it fucking fun. We should do like a Christmas song. I don't know how we're gonna go because we haven't played a set in a while. Mm. So.
Do Drummer Boy and have just Andy playing the only instrument. We're all just fucking.
We should, I don't know. We should do something fun.
A newborn came to see.
We should just get all our mates to dress up in funny fucking outfits and just go ham. Like, it's not, it's like the warehouse, so you kind of have room to.
I mean, talk about it. It's not a warehouse.
Well, no, it's not like a warehouse. It's like a really nice venue, the size of a warehouse.
Yeah. There's a huge smokers, like, unreal big. If we don't. If there's not many people there, well, it's like you'll notice.
Yeah, that's the only annoying thing.
Like, let's say hypothetically 300 people in there. The way it's dispersed, like.
It's going to look sad.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Just going to make it as fun as we can.
Yeah. I mean, fucking, we'll be.
It's the only venue we fucking can get.
Yeah.
We barely just got that.
Well, fucking, it's going to look a bit a certain way. But personally, I've been to, like, events. Because after we play, there's going to be DJs and shit. I've been to events like that where it's like an empty room and there's like fucking music playing, like good music playing, and it's like, you're fucked up.
Something like disco, year six
it's
disco.
It's like fun as fuck because like, you just like, you got so much space for like just doing random shit. You can just run around like off your face. I don't know. I rate the open room. So even if it's like empty, I'll have fun. We won't make any money, but I'll have fun.
Yeah, well, we're all going to have fun. Even if there's one person there.
Yeah, that'd be a sick night.
That'd be like a statement. Like a reverse statement.
What do you mean? That we played to one person?
It's just like, yeah! Has to be a girl, though.
No, we know at least two people are coming. So.
Nah, ticket sales are up.
Including the guest list, I think there's at least, yeah, 10.
Ticket sales, not bad. I'll ask that band from Mount Waverley if they want to fucking jump on supports. Yeah.
Can't wait to hear fucking Big Moist.
Oh, yeah.
So long.
It's going to be dope.
Because when were we supposed to have that Cherry gig?
Yeah.
Like,
we're supposed to have so many gigs.
No.
That got canned. Like, before this. Cherry Bar, that got canned twice because of COVID. And then we had Village Green, they got canned because of COVID twice. And then the final time, we got canned because we got cancelled.
Can.
Motherfucker, like a Dave Chappelle. Just fucking hanging out with chilling it.
Does he get gigs easy?
Yeah.
I've fucking, every time I listen to just like
any music now,
rappers in media. Zach
Bell was playing me fucking the shit. I'm like, he cuts. Even I was like, that's fucked. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit. Like, get a fucking life.
We're chicks love him.
We're not the bad guys.
Chicks love him. It's crazy.
Some of the shit Bella sings. I'm like, you realize what you're saying right now?
You're offending me.